Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Justin Ryan Bizarro Show. I'm Justin Bizarro. I'm your host. That's B-I-Z-Z-A-R-R-O. If anyone's out there, you want to find us on Instagram, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at Justin Bizarro. Again, B-I-Z-Z-A-R-R-O. You can find this show and all the other shows we do on Spotify or wherever else you grow yourself through podcasts. Just type in my last name, B-I-Z-Z-A-R-R-O, and all four of those shows will pop up. And I know I'm getting a lot of feedback from everyone. We've had some what I would say, HR issues here. And that's why episodes are being delayed release. That's why we're not on top of our game the last 3 weeks as much as we were before. But I promise you over the next 2 weeks that I will get back on that. And I appreciate everyone in the audience worrying about if everything's okay, because those episodes aren't coming out on the regular basis. And they know we're recording them like crazy, obviously. That's what I do. I do not stop. So thank you guys for recognizing that. And also thank you for reaching out and caring. You guys, by your concern, helped me understand that I need to do something different as an entrepreneur and in running our shows to take action, because I'm obviously letting you guys down as the customers. And I don't want to do that. I want to provide a premium product with premium information and content for you guys. And I want to make sure it's coming out on a regular basis for you guys. So my apologies for that. I take ownership of that as the leader and the CEO of Better with Big and Fat Studios. So that is my fault. But I do appreciate all the concern and the comments, and I have taken action. So you guys will be seeing an improvement there. With that being said, I have a very special guest back with us again for his part three, Brad Thorpe of ISOFIT. How are you doing today, Brad?
I am doing amazing. It's pretty awesome. Every time we speak, well, let's call it the Justin Bizarro effect. You know, I speak to you and my life gets better. Yeah. So I couldn't ask for anything, really better than that. So that's great. So I appreciate being on again.
Yeah, I have that effect on a lot of people. I don't have that effect always on myself. I wish I did. I could talk myself and things would get better. I should try it sometime. I should actually coach myself or interview myself. But I do have impact on a lot of people, and I appreciate God for that gift for sure, because it gives me purpose. And at the end of the day, it's not always about the money. It's not always about profiting in that way. I do think that we need to profit in our business, as we talked about, you and I, earlier. You can't be a philanthropist. You can't be altruistic. You can't help people unless, like, truly as an entrepreneur, you create jobs, you create opportunities, and you improve people's lives. And I think, number one, you do all of those things. I just want to anchor that. And I would say I appreciate the compliment, but I think ultimately all of this stuff is inside of you, inside of everyone. I just find a way that to bring light to it. That's my gift, I guess, in a way. And I try to be humble and not cocky about it, but I do bring out people's superpowers. I can also, with the wrong people, bring out their evil powers, because, you know, when you shine light on too much darkness, darkness tries to win. But that's a whole other story. So, Brad, let's talk about this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Man, it's you look at some of that stuff, and it's a direct tie into, you know, the pharmaceutical industry, what they're been promoting. And, obviously one of the things I reached out for you, I had to jump back on the podcast really quickly, because we had probably the biggest earth-shattering news in the world of exercise physiology and healthcare come out a couple weeks ago. And there was a massive report through the BBC, so the British Broadcasting Corporation, and it was picked up globally, and then it was pumped out through the U.S. through, you know, your different channels like CNN and stuff like that. But what they determined was that isometric-based exercise reigns supreme when it comes to lowering blood pressure. And we talked about it on previous episodes, and that's why I wanted to get back on here and just talk to the audience and sort of say, hey, it's nice to finally be recognized. And more so, there's 50% of Americans that currently suffer from high blood pressure or hypertension. And we have a solution that I think that we can help a lot of people out. So if you guys sort of Google, you know, isometric exercise, blood pressure, CNN, that'll take you to the article that I'm actually referencing. And it's pretty phenomenal to explore that subject area. For me, and as we discussed in our past episodes, I got into exercise because my mom's dad died of a massive heart attack related to high blood pressure. And she was only 15 years old. And then my grandmother died of a heart attack at the age of 68, of basically caused by, once again, high blood pressure. And that impacts so many people. I mean, over 800,000 Americans lose their lives due to heart attacks every year. And you look at that and you go, okay, well, if there's a way that we can help those 800,000 people potentially gain a little bit better quality of life, reduce the risk of them dying, give them a little bit more time with their loved ones, I think this is an important conversation that we need to have today. That's what I'm thinking.
Explain to me why you think, and because you're the expert here on the show, and I'm going to say that because of ISOFIT and what you've done, and I think, you know, you've taken some of the teachings that you've learned and you've elevated them with your own science, I would say, and your own understanding, and you're having success. And, you know, everyone I've talked to that's sort of doing what you're doing or part of the ISOFIT community, I'll call it, is seeing these results, whether it's athletes, whether it's, you know, and we're talking about football players and basketball players. I believe there's a couple soccer players probably in there somewhere. But explain to me why you think that it has that effect on the blood pressure.
It's profound. And it's when you're starting to look at how the circulatory system works. Historically, we talk about, obviously, blood pressure, and that's what we're here to talk about. But that's part of the atrial side. So that's the side of the circulatory system that maintains your heart and your arteries and your capillary networks. And what happens is that's 35% of the blood volume equation. Right. So when you're starting to sort of talk about your heartbeat and all that sort of stuff, you're talking about 35%. And that's really important. And I don't want to discredit it. It's just not that effective when you're trying to fix it. If you have circulatory issues such as high blood pressure, where the venous side of the equation, so that's like your veins, how the blood gets back to your heart, that's 65% of your blood volume. So if I truly want to impact the circulation of blood throughout my entire structure, maybe I need to focus on this 65%, or that how does the blood get back to the heart portion, and that's controlled by venous return. And now to give you an idea of the effectiveness, so they have what's called a rank order of effectiveness when looking at, you know, when you're discussing, like if you're doing a survey or if you're doing any sort of statistics. In science, what they sort of do is you want to sort of see how effective something is. So if we were to compare isometric exercise to combined training, and combined training is resistance training, be it dynamic resistance training and aerobic training, to resistance training, to aerobic training, or high intensity interval training, let me tell you how effective the isometrics is relative to the other one. So isometrics, and for the audience that doesn't know, it's about creating a muscle contraction where you're pulling into maybe an immovable force or a movable object such as a wall, a door frame. I invented a product called ISOFIT, so you'd be pulling into the ISOFIT. A power cage if you're at the gym. So literally you can do isometrics anywhere. So what they found was isometrics, when dealing with the reduction of systolic blood pressure, right? So that's your top number, that's like 120 over 80. What they found, it was 98% effective. Combined training, which is what you would generally do and what is generally promoted by the fitness industry, which is lift weights and do cardio training, was 76%. Dynamic resistance training, so that's your weightlifting, so doing that on its own, was 46% effective. aerobic training, and here's the killer. So aerobic training was 40.5% effective, right? It's not even effective on half the population. And then HIIT training, which is your high intensity interval training, was the actual worst. So it was 39% effective for lowering blood pressure. So you look at that and you go, how does a gentleman or a lady go into a fitness club in the United States of America with the goal of lowering blood pressure? They're promoted to do cardio training. Like, that's usually common, right? Like, oh, you have a heart issue. This is a cardio machine. Let's put you on and have you walk on a treadmill. Well, the science will indicate it's, you know, effective like at basically 40.5% of the audience. So that client is going to notice no change for the most part, or modest change. They're going to probably give up before they continue on, versus now that we know that isometrics is about 98% effective for lowering blood pressure, why wouldn't we as an organization, why as an industry, as a nation, start promoting it, considering there's roughly, you know, there's what, 320 million Americans. So let's say out of those 320, 140 to 160 million Americans have hypertension. Like, we can have some pretty huge impact on these people just by teaching them how to actually contract muscle. And now the interesting thing is, what they found in their study was they compared three different types of isometric contractions. They compared a wall sit, a grip strength, like squeezing, basically what's called the dynamometer. So doing a grip strength exercise where you're just squeezing, you know, if you're at home, squeeze a tennis ball and hold that. And they did also a leg extension, which would be like a traditional exercise in a gym setting. And what they found was the wall sit was the most effective form of lowering blood pressure out of the three different options of isometrics, right? So everyone who's listening to this audience or this podcast can try a wall sit. You know, they recommend four rounds of 2-minute wall sits, and that's kind of hard for a lot of people. So what I'm going to sort of do is I'm going to sort of recommend not going with what they sort of studied and break it down even further and maybe sort of say, hey, why don't you do 30-second intervals so that way you can build up to that 2-minute sort of time frame? But what we're able to sort of instantly see over about a 2-week period is significant reductions in blood pressure by doing this isometric component versus what you would normally see in a gym setting, as I sort of mentioned. So it's pretty phenomenal. I think we can, if this is promoted well, and this gets to the masses, we can have a global impact.
Yeah, and it's weird because, and to me, it makes sense. And here's in my head, and it always has. Like, and I believe in exercise and having cardio conditioning and being able to be in shape and stuff like that. So, you know, I do exercise a lot. I am getting back into it after a little bit of a health, what I would call scare, over the last 2 months. And, but one of the things I will say, the difference to me is, okay, I'm exercising, okay, I'm increasing like my heart rate and blood flow, okay, but I'm not training resistance, because blood pressure is basically the resistance of the blood flow, okay, and that's just the simplest way I think about it, and please correct me, Brad, if I'm wrong, but, and I'm trying to make sense of this for the audience as well, but, okay. But if I'm exercising, okay, there's blood pressure there, but what I'm doing is I'm training my heart and the muscle to pump more blood quicker to handle all the rate. But what I'm not doing is I'm not creating and preparing the body for the resistance of blood pressure. I'm not conditioning myself to handle the pressure better. I'm just increasing the pressure, increasing the volume at which it moves, or the rate at which my blood moves is probably a better way to put it. And so for me, like the squeezing of the tennis balls, because I do that a lot now. I was in the hospital about a year and a half ago. I went in, I thought I was having a heart attack. Like my chest hurt, I was like panicking. Go in, my heart rate's all over the place. It's going up, it's going down, it's jumping all over the board. They're like, well, we don't, you have you know, some of the stress hormones in there. I can't think of them right now off the top of my head. And so, you know, it looks that way, but it doesn't show that way, but we're not sure what's going on. So I'm like paranoid now about it. So I do bring squeeze balls everywhere we go. And every time I'm on an airplane, I'm crunching my toes together and trying to create that. And one of the things I will say is that I figured was the, is that resistance training. To me, weirdly, because when you sent me the article and showed me the article, and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is spot on about the blood pressure. It made sense to me already before, because I felt like that adding that resistance into my routines and putting that pressure on the muscles in a different way. Like, I'm not trying to lift to become stronger. I'm actually putting pressure against the muscles to uphold. Okay, there's a difference there. And for the audience, like, lifting weights, like you're pumping iron, you're trying to gain strength, okay? But what resistance does is it gains strength over a long period of time. It's a different type of strength, and it's putting a long-term resistance against your muscle. For lack of a better term, it'd be like carrying a bucket of water for 2 miles, okay? It's not quite that, but you're putting that, and that's a horrible thing to do and on your body, and you'd probably need 2 buckets on each side to balance out your spine, but that's a whole other conversation. But what I am saying, that's what we're talking about here. It's that resistance. It's like walking with a weight vest. It's in a little bit, like, and I'm not giving this exactly the description it deserves, but there's a big difference than just quick doing an exercise and increasing your heart rate, than actually giving your body the resistance and it used to having that pressure of those blood vessels, of the veins, of the arteries, all the things that Brad mentioned in your body. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it, but it's like you're still training for blood pressure. Your body's just able to handle it better, and you're conditioning better. I don't know how else to describe it, that when you do resistance training, because for me, my heart almost used to flutter. Like, I felt like I was having panic attacks all the time. And now that I've switched the way that I train quite a bit because of Brad's influence and Heather, who, you know as well, because of your guys' influence on me over the last 8 months, I integrated into my training quite a bit. I feel like I don't have that issue anymore. My heart's not like jumping all over the board. And it's very interesting, a little bit scary. Doctors don't know what's going on, but I also have a very low heart rate. It sits at like 38 beats per minute when it's resting. So I generally don't have high blood pressure, but in those moments, my blood pressure shoots through the roof. And so it's one of the things that I would say that has helped me regulate all of that recently. And Brad, please jump in and help me maybe explain this a little bit, because I think I'm getting it right, but you know, I'm not positive. Yeah, it's just what it feels like to me.
Yeah, and those personal experiences are important, because most people, you know how you feel, and you know when you're feeling good, and you know when you're feeling off. You know, so it's very, very important to pay mind to those feelings, right? Because a lot of people, when they sort of look at, you know, a research study, and then they go, well, it applies to absolutely everybody, it really doesn't. In this study specifically, there was over 15,000 participants. So there's a lot of people involved, but those 15,000 weren't you. So everyone's got their own unique characteristics, their own unique sort of health history. But with isometrics, the massive benefit to it, right? So it is the way I want you guys to think about isometrics, it's the creation of the natural tone of your muscle, right? So it's going to cause better levels of muscle tension. So that way, when you go to participate in weightlifting, cardio training, whatever it is that you want to do, if you add that isometric component, it better prepares your muscular system to participate in those activities. Now, when you have better levels of muscle tone, it causes better levels of compression. So your artery and your vein, if you have poor compression, you basically have those arteries under a specific amount of stretch, right? So they're going to elongate a little bit. And if you elongate a tube, right, which is nothing more than your artery or vein, that's all they are. And there's a series of sort of elastic and somewhat muscular tubes in our body that circulate blood. So if I take them and put them on a stretch, the diameter of that tube will thin and narrow. the thickness of the wall will, you know, that'll actually get thinner. And if I do the opposite, if I take that artery or that vein off of a stretch, what will happen is the diameter will increase and the wall thickness gets thicker, right? So it allows for better compliance and reduced peripheral resistance. So that resistance within that artery, it will actually drop down. So it's kind of like going from a one-lane highway to a four-lane highway, right? So you're going to, in that one-lane highway, you obviously have a little bit more congestion. In a four-lane highway, you have a little bit more freedom. Obviously, the flow is going to change, and the frustration, you know, goes down because, let's say, somebody's in front of you driving slow versus, well, now you can pass them and you can continue on. So there's a lot of things when we start to explore the why. Why is isometrics so much more effective? It just comes back to the fundamental principles of muscle mechanics. Isometrics and the isometric tone of a muscle or the contractility of that muscle will govern all dynamic movement expression. And what I mean by that is isometrics contract first before you move, right? There's no way that you can have movement in a muscle physiology perspective. You can't have the movement of the muscle before you have the isometric, right? So you have that upregulation of tension, then you have movement expression. And this happens at a rate that we don't visibly see, right? It's happening within, you know, they call it the first 25 milliseconds of a muscle contraction. So you're going to have an upregulation of that tension. You have the tendon that gets taut or tight, however you want to sort of phrase it. And then you have motion as an option of what you want to achieve. So there's a lot of stuff that we have to just, once again, just come back to sort of say, hey, let's not complicate this whole blood pressure reduction thing. Can the individual with hypertension, can they contract muscle efficiently, right? There's over 640 muscles in the human body, right? There's over 4,000 tendons in the human body that are supposed to transmit force from the muscle to the skeletal structure. So it's complicated, but the solution doesn't have to be, right? If I can make that system more efficient from a contractility perspective, the net result is lowering blood pressure because circulation, right, where we talked earlier about the 65%, that 65% improves. And if I can fix 65% of the equation versus the 35% of the equation, there's a high probability I'm going to have massive success in lowering blood pressure. And the studies now prove that, and it's absolutely fantastic to finally have the support of the media, because historically, isometric-based exercise, and this is going back to the late 70s, early 80s, if you had hypertension or high blood pressure, they would tell you not to do isometrics. They would say it's bad for your blood pressure. Do not do this. Even though the original research that this study that they just released starts from 1969, so a guy named Dr. Ronald Wiley, who was a commissioned U.S. Air Force research scientist, he was commissioned to actually elevate blood pressure in fighter pilots so that way they wouldn't black out under greater levels of G-force. So this stems all the way back to 1969. And you look at that and you go, okay, if there's on average 800,000 people dying since 1969, we're over 40 million people that have died prematurely in the United States of America because they've just given, let's call it the buzzword of today, is misinformation. And they have studies that sort of say that cardio training actually elevates your blood pressure while doing cardio greater than isometrics. And they're going back to 1971 through 1983. Where you're sort of looking at some of this data and it just wasn't promoted. So we could have saved a lot more lives along the way, just by sort of promoting this method of exercise, which when you explore the research, whether it's increasing bone stiffness, and basically building bone density, isometrics is way up there for being pretty awesome for increasing bone density, increasing tendon stiffness. Basically, they're now looking at poor isometric strength as a, I don't want to use the word cause, but it can lead to things like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, they're now starting to see that there's a relationship to poor isometric muscle strength in adolescence and, you know, these sort of cognitive diseases that are experienced later in life. And you just look at it and go, well, if your whole system isn't working for X number of years, if you have poor circulation, you're going to also have inflammation, and those inflammatory responses that are currently circulating in your blood, you know, they're going to get trapped in your brain, and maybe they're going to fester over 30, 40 years, you know, 20 years in some cases, and create some stuff that you don't necessarily want in your life. So if we can improve circulation via isometrics, I think we can have a massive impact on not only heart disease and stroke, but, you know, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, you know, potentially even MS and other sort of, you know, genetically-based diseases. But, you know, if we make sure the system as a whole is functioning more optimally, I think we can reduce the risk of developing some of these even predisposed genetic-based conditions that you may not end up with if you live a healthier lifestyle, meaning your blood pressure is healthier, your circulatory system is healthier. So it's not in a chronic state of inflammation if your heart doesn't have to work harder than it should. So that's a mouthful there, but hopefully that gives some insight into why it's certainly more effective, and we need to approach it slightly differently than we currently have done over the last, you know, 40 years, or actually almost 60 years now. So it's pretty crazy.
It's just, it's one of those things where I don't know, it makes such logical sense to me now that I have the information, and it did somewhat before, including the wall sits, like that ability to push up your blood pressure or stay in a position or add resistance, just seems so much better. I mean, even for your heart. So it's just one of those things where we don't need to stress it out, like by doing crazy amount of exercise, we can balance it out by giving it a different types of stressor that actually helps handle blood pressure, for lack of a better term. And I know everyone thinks it's food and all that. Food does play a part, don't get me wrong, but there's just these little actions we have to take as humans to make sure that it doesn't happen. And I think, you know, what your product does is it allows people to do that in their homes now. I think that you're seeing not only the physical and mental abilities increase for the individuals who use it, but you're also seeing like this major health factor, not only in like injuries, but now with the heart, with life extension, with being a better human, physically, mentally, and healthfully, you know. And there's diets and stuff like that I encourage everyone to really eat well and eat whole foods. But when you add in these type of things, and it doesn't take a long time. I think last time we talked, it was about 30 minutes a day. You know, and you can do a lot there. If you do it twice a day for 30 minutes, even better. You know, you do it an hour a day, you've got something there. But you have all these exercises and these routines that work. I know, you know, individuals who actually use it as their workout for the day, you know. So I think there's a lot there.
We just, because obviously Heather's been brought up before, so Heather just reached out to me yesterday, and one of her clients who's been training with her for about a year sporadically, and this lady, Kim, she also owns an ISOFIT and uses it at home, once again, sporadically, so not, you know, not daily use, but this is a middle-aged woman, and she's lost over 20 inches of combined fat from a circumference measurement off her body in 1 year. And she hasn't really modified her diet. She still lives her life. She still, you know, goes out and has her dinners. But what it is, it's just a more effective way to burn calories. And with isometrics, you're able to also increase blood flow to adipose tissue, which is basically that stored fat, which you don't necessarily want to have an abundance of on your body if health is an optimal goal. So, you know, but 20 inches in a year, that's, you know, I'm so happy for her. And we see a bunch of stories like that with individuals losing sort of fat. Now, the best part about Kim's story is she's only down 5 pounds. So she didn't lose muscle, where a lot of people who go through these rapid changes of fat loss or body mass loss, like weight loss. They end up losing a lot of muscle. They lose their bone tissue as well. I mean, right now, what they're taking a some sort of diabetes drug, I think, for fat loss. And it's kind of like it's basically, I think I got the term, the medical use of that drug wrong. But, you know, it's starting to pop up more consistently with, it's like, oh, it's the weight loss cure. But what it's doing, it's basically leaving individuals brittle bones. It's wasting their muscular system away, and they basically just look gaunt and half dead. And it's great for the people that truly need it, like the super large obese people. But when you're using it now, it's like, oh, I just had 10 more pounds to lose, and I'm not going to take this drug instead. You know, you're putting a lot of people's health at risk. As opposed to, hey, why don't you just start doing isometric exercise? It can lead to accelerated adipose tissue loss. It can actually build your muscle, improve your cardiovascular system at the same time where you're not having to go, have a grueling sort of cardio session on the treadmill, which obviously increases your likelihood of having joint pain, muscle pain, you know, and eventually potentially even osteoarthritis as well if, you know, all the alignments of your structures aren't good. And but yeah, so we had Kim just, as I said, it was just phenomenal to learn that she lost 20 inches of fat in a year. So that's pretty cool.
I love this. So let's talk about, we haven't talked in about a month since the last episode we recorded. Like, how is life going? I know your business is growing. You're doing basketball teams and you've got a lot of success there and other sports teams. I know that Heather has worked on some of the Tennessee Titans and your mythology is growing there. So, like, tell me, like, where this is going, like, for you right now as an entrepreneur. Like, because I think, number one, we've discovered the health benefits for the everyday person. We're starting to see more athletes, professional athletes, get wind of this. I think organizations are literally switching their athletes into this as a whole. So, like, where, because you're traveling quite a bit, I know you're all over the place. I know your business is starting to move forward. It's taken years of work to build the momentum and the hockey stick effect that we're talking about now, where it's almost plateauing and now you're having the lift. Like, let's just talk about that, Brad. How is it going? How are you doing? How's this all going for you?
And it's good. And I did, you know, the hockey sort of analogy is perfect because next week, so I'm based in Toronto. So next week I'm out in Kelowna, British Columbia. So the other side of Canada, and basically at an NHL, so National Hockey League preseason training camp for 40 NHL players. And the medical crew is about 20 sort of NHL, CHL, which is Canadian Hockey League, trainers and therapists and stuff like that. So there's a group of 60 of us out there for a preseason training camp. So I think that's absolutely phenomenal. So a gentleman by the name of Mark Fitzgerald, who used to be the strength and conditioning coach for the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, has organized this event. And it's a multi-year event. So I think they're on year 4 or 5. And so to be invited to that, so we get to showcase ISOFIT out there to the players. They'll be using it in their training protocols at the camp. So that's phenomenal. So you can't really ask for better things than being invited to play with or work with some of the best hockey athletes in the world. So that's pretty cool. And then from there, so I'm out there until I think it's like the 18th to the 25th. I'm back in Toronto for a day. And then I fly to Germany where I present to what's called the Athletic Conference. So it's basically a conference in Germany for all the high-end sort of sport leagues and over there they call it football, but soccer. So their Division 1 through 3 soccer coaches will all be there and strength and conditioning people. So we have a two-hour talk on a pre-conference talk. Then from there, we talk during the conference as well, so that's incredible. And then at the end of the end of September, I'm back over to Europe, and what we have, we just signed a partnership with an America's Cup team for Team France. So they're the Orient Express. So we're basically the official isometric training equipment provider for an America's Cup team. And they reached out to us. So now that who's who of the super elite sort of sport performance world, you know, they're contacting us, which is absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, I thank the lucky stars and all the gods that happen to be above us. You know, I thank them for the support and, you know, the recognition that what we're doing is phenomenal. So we have that on one side. So that's going great. We have down in Oklahoma, we have our first larger scale ISOFIT strength zone opening up in Moore, Oklahoma. So just a suburb just outside of Oklahoma City. So we have that, a guy named Gary Warren. So he's been a longtime ISOFIT user and supporter. So he's now basically trying to expand his business. So that's phenomenal. We have a licensed ISOFIT strength zone opening up in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. That's a guy, Todd Weber. Todd's, you know, he's jumped at this opportunity to be the first one to basically license our brand to offer ISOFIT, like, is it strictly an ISOFIT only facility? So that's pretty phenomenal. And then a company, I can't say his name, but he's on Shark Tank. So one of the company that he backs, they're just bought 20 units to open up or add to their existing facility in New York, as well as 20 units to go to Chicago. So we'll be able to announce more of that in the coming weeks, but I can't really discuss that now. But it literally is a Shark Tank guy, person on Shark Tank financially backed this company. And so I'm over the moon excited about the near future opportunity, because it's things that we've worked basically for the last decade to build is now finally coming to fruition. And as I joke and say to people, so in about another 3 years, we're going to be the overnight success story that everyone's heard of.
Yeah, always. I love that.
I know, right? It's been awesome, dude.
And the impact on the everyday human as well, I think, like the non-professional humans that don't, I would say their body and their athleticism, they don't get paid to run down the street, for example, in their neighborhood. They're doing it because they want to improve their life or improve their lifestyle, excuse me, is really pretty phenomenal, because I think you're starting to see a lot of gains in that. We talked about the woman who lost 20 inches of around her waist and circumference.
Oh.
And there's many stories like that right now. There's a lot of stories like that, and you send them to me on Instagram and things like that. I try to share them for the audience out there. If you follow me on Instagram, like, I am sharing Brad's posts. And so, because I do believe in what you're doing, that's a whole other segment, right? That you have now, like, an at-home use ISOFIT that people are starting to buy and bring into their homes.
Correct. And, you know, just for point of clarification, so Kim, it was total body, 20 inches, not just 20 inches off her waist.
Okay, sorry about
just
that.
Just so we don't... Yeah. Hey, no worries. Just so nobody thinks that, you know, that's what we're sort of saying. But 20 inches is still phenomenal after a year. Those are numbers you don't traditionally see. But yeah, it's we're selling a lot of units into the home-based market. A lot of our stuff, like our competitors, you know, whether it's like the Pelotons of the world or, you know, any of the other ones, they all charge subscription models where, you know, it's like, thank you for buying. And it's like, well, I want to do the class. I want to follow stuff. And it's like, well, then you have that, monthly annuity that you continually have to pay. What we did was we basically just shot 15 different workout programs, and they're just up on our YouTube channel. If you wish to follow them, go ahead. It's free. You know, it comes with your, you know, purchase. Well, there, you know, so if you want to go learn about what it is, you can watch them and try to recreate them without the ISOFIT if you wanted. Because my goal is to help people. So that's why they're there. They're there for free. It's obviously, if you have internet access, then they're there. But with, I don't necessarily believe and or like that annuity-based thing where it's like, hey, you bought a product and now I got to pay monthly for it. Like, to me, that makes no sense. I don't like it myself, so I don't charge that to my clients. But yeah, the clients that we see, whether it's, you know, we've discussed some of these people in the past on previous episodes, but one of our clients, Sarah, she was a double lung transplant recipient because she had cystic fibrosis as a kid. And then she ended up, because of the transplants, then she ended up losing her kidneys. So she was basically a triple transplant, if you look at both lungs individually. And so we helped her reduce her insulin levels by half after the first couple workouts. We helped her eventually get off blood pressure medication. And this is doctor recommended because we lowered her blood pressure to the point where she didn't need the medication anymore. And, you know, we have so many success stories that normally would defy logic because you just never tried this method of exercise. And more importantly, you haven't committed to this method of exercise, right? Like, you go to the gym, and I think currently the stats will indicate 20% of America has a current gym membership in the United States. And out of that 20%, those people only go on average less than twice a week. And the results is pretty bad. You look at the current health of America, it's probably not optimal. You know, obesity is rampant, hypertension is rampant, cancer is rampant. All of these poor diseases that are required medication, well, if maybe if you lived a better lifestyle from an exercise perspective, i.e. we started promoting something that actually worked, that people could do easily and effectively and safely, you know, because they promote things that are going to end up injuring you. You know, it doesn't work. It's, you know, and obviously you look at that and you go, who's making the money? Well, obviously pharmaceutical companies are making money. The medical establishment is making money. The insurance companies are all making money on poor health. There's not much revenue in, you know, individuals that live healthy lifestyles, to be honest. Unless, of course, they're buying their organic food, which is significantly more expensive than the cheap, like the artificial food. You know, but that once again, it's taking you down a different conversation, which everyone's going to say, well, it's conspiracy theory. It's like, no, it's built, on purpose. You know, they make money, and more importantly, you die sooner if you're unhealthy. So they tax you, and then you die. And so you don't have to worry about social assistance later in life. So I come from Canada. So I think the average lifespan beyond retirement is something like 9 months. So, which is absolutely like mind blowing that you work up until the age of 65 and the majority of people die 9 months after that. Like, it's crazy. So it's quite sad.
It's just amazing. And I think like we just need to care for ourselves more, and we need to set that example for the future, in terms of future humans, for our legacies, for the next generations. You know, by us skipping out on this, we're just complicating the problems for future generations by not taking care of it ourselves. So that's one of the things I really, you know, why I like doing these episodes with Brad, and why I continue to research and do resistance training. And I'll probably end up buying an ISOFIT here or there once I get more stable, whatever city I end up living in, as I start to figure that out and have a little more stability in my life. But one of the things I will say is that everything we do rubs off. Like, we lead by example. Kids are extremely malleable, as we're seeing. Like, they're willing to do everything. That whatever current agenda is going on in the world, the kids are very influenced by that. So why not, as parents, why not as community leaders, why not as business leaders, do we not set a better example by doing things like this? I mean, there's a lot of other things, eating properly, like we just talked about, exercising properly, you know, like we're talking about now with the resistance training, and then just living good lives, being good humans. But we don't realize how much this compounds in the next generations or hundreds of years down the road by the way that we act. I mean, we see that impact on the way we negatively treated humans 250 years ago. You know, we're still paying the price for that. They're still paying the price for that. So, like, this is a real deal. And, you know, if I could give anything to the audience right now, it would be like, we really have to focus on bettering ourselves, not only because it gives us longer lives, but it'll give our children longer lives and the individuals around us that we influence or have impact on longer lives. Because if we do it right and we live good lives, it's attraction over promotion. And that's what Brad is going through right now. What he's seeing in the Expand with the athletes, with the professional athletes, it's attraction. It's not promotion. Everyone's seeing the results of this. They're hearing that this ISOFIT, it works. You know, ISOFIT works for your body. ISOFIT works for injuries, injury prevention. It works for blood pressure. It works for weight loss. And it's not just a fluke. It's not just something that happens out there. This is the real deal. It's been, we've known this for hundreds of years. Okay. Like, we see it. We just have to actually apply it now. And that's what Brad's doing. And as we get more comfortable as humans in society and have more privilege, we have more time to take care of ourselves, to do things like this, to invest in a program like ISOFIT that builds us back up. You know, that makes us better humans. And like I said, that stuff's contagious. The reason I exercise all the time is because my father and mother spent hours with me as a kid, probably daily, playing soccer and exercising with me. You know, they may not be the greatest models of eating properly and exercise and things now, but what they did do was lead by example then, that it's contagious for me. And I can't imagine not exercising on a daily basis. Like, I literally, there are no rest days for me. I find something, and if it's quote unquote, if I went hard yesterday, then I do resistance today. Why? Because I can still do that without harming my body or my joints. Okay, it doesn't, there's no impact there. There's no bouncing off the ground. There's no anything. It's just pure resistance. And I think that's important for everyone to understand. I'm not jumping up and down off the ground like I do when I CrossFit. I don't have all that weight on me or overhead. What it is it's just a consistent stability to stabilize the muscles, to stabilize the joints, to stabilize the heart. I don't know how else to describe it to you, but it does. Stabilizes your immune system. Whether we realize it or not, having that consistency and that little resistance trains our body physiologically. And so...
Go ahead. Well, and one of the cool things, there's a research scientist, Jared Petrovsky, and so he's basically out of Southern California, could be mid-California, but California, for lack of a better destination. And so, and this is going back like the late 70s, he started becoming a little bit more prominent in the research sort of community. And what he found was 7 minutes of isometrics, right? So not a huge amount. But 7 minutes of isometrics done consistently over 30 days was enough to lose on average about 14 to 20 pounds. Which is crazy when you're thinking all you're doing is contracting muscles. You're not moving. You're literally just tightening your muscles. And so that was like super simple. But what he also found about the efficiency of isometrics was that 1 minute of isometric muscle contractions was the equivalent of about 6 minutes of muscle contractions, like repetition-wise, on selectorized weightlifting equipment, right? So if you're looking at it from a safety perspective or an efficiency perspective, right, isometrics reigns supreme, right? So that's in addition to the effect on your blood pressure, like we discussed earlier in the episode. But now it's like, oh, okay, so if I'm looking at how do I save time, because I recognize a lot of people, what they sort of put forth as a reason that they don't exercise is, A, they don't have time, they don't maybe have the money, and my business partner, a guy named Sam Trotta, so he's in Toronto, Canada, and he summed it up absolutely brilliantly, and it like 100% changed my perspective on... You know, when you're talking to people and they sort of say, hey, I don't have time, I don't have the money, I don't have this. But he summed it up perfectly. He goes, well, what they're really saying is they don't have the knowledge and they don't have the confidence.
Correct.
To execute.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it blew my mind. It was just like, wow, that is so succinct. And that applies to pretty much anything in life. Well, if you have the knowledge and you have the confidence, you're going to probably be doing the thing that you have knowledge and confidence in. Most people, they don't know what to do when they go to a gym. So they don't have that knowledge. They don't have the confidence. The people that do have the knowledge and confidence, they're the ones out there on YouTube, promoting certain methods. They look great. They do all this sort of stuff. And now, unfortunately, those guys are all injured by what they're doing. So they have the knowledge to a degree. They have certainly an abundance of confidence, but they're all end up injured by their craft. So what we're looking to do, obviously, with ISOFIT and the promotion of isometric exercise is really give them the preparatory phase to go and, you know, learn how to contract muscle structure, then go do what you want to do, right? So if you want to go for a jog, do isometrics first. Go for jog, do isometrics at the end, right? So you kind of want to bookshelf that activity that you want to do from a dynamic world in order to best prevent, the trauma associated with that dynamic activity, right? Because they're traumatic-based, right? That's why you end up with a fair amount of inflammation within your structure, whether it's weightlifting, whether it's running, whether it's, playing sport. There's that traumatic event of just pounding and pounding and pounding because nobody's really taking the time to sort of say, hey, in those 42,000 steps or that impact, well, what was the impact on your actual structure? Like if you're looking at a marathon as an example. So it just comes back to what we're doing is making people healthier and allowing them to participate in the activities that they love to do. If they want to do them, they don't have to do them. Isometrics can be a do your isometrics and stop, so that way you can live a higher quality and a healthier lifestyle. But some people, they're happy to sort of say, I'm going to give a little bit of that back because I want to participate in this activity. I recognize there's going to be some risks. I recognize there's going to be impact, and that impact may be negative, but I like doing it, so I'm going to do it. So we're not here to tell people not to do it. We're here to tell people to better prepare for the activities that they love to do. And that's the only way that they can prepare for that is through isometrics. Because part of the issue is once you start moving, you're not practicing that activity, right? So it's how did you prepare versus did I practice? Both are important. One's more important. So
I love this. So, Brad, as we sort of wrap things up here, we wanted to cover all the blood pressure stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on. I want to make sure you have the mic is yours. This is your episode. Is there anything you want to say or talk to the audience about before we sort of wrap this up? Because I want to make sure we cover everything that you want to cover on here. Because, there's so much information we covered in here. Like, I hope everyone re-listens to this and grabs a pad and a pen. Because there's lots of notes here, lots of little nuggets of information that I think are beneficial to the world as a whole, especially humans that need to live more healthier lifestyles. So, Brad, is there anything else you want to talk about before we go?
If people find what I'm talking about interesting and they want to learn more about it, the thing that I would recommend to them is we do have a YouTube channel where we have about 15 hours. It's long-form conversation about different subject areas and how isometric-based exercise relates to those specific things. And that could be anything from neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, hypertension, cognitive function, how your brain works. So basically, if you want to improve your running or golf. So these are some things that we talk about on our YouTube channel. And we also put out what we call basically the upskill email every day. So if you go and you sort of follow us and join our email list, we put out a blog post every day. It's roughly 250 to 500 words, so that window. And it's basically on how isometric exercise can help positively impact your life, as well as, hey, here are some other things you may want to consider about other methods of exercise that may negatively impact your life, right? And part of the issue that we have faced with certain methods of exercise is they end up injuring people. And when you get injured exercising, you then develop a negative relationship to that. So the likelihood if you keep getting hurt exercising, that you're going to participate in exercise, you're probably going to stop. And the solution to better health is exercise. It's just, how do you do it appropriately? Or to, you know, come back to my buddy Sam, do you have the knowledge and do you have the confidence to exercise appropriately, where you've mitigated the risk, where you've made it healthier for yourself, so that way, you know, you just don't hurt yourself. Because I'm a massive advocate, if here in the exercise community, if it is the safest and the most controlled environment, it can be the safest and most controlled environment, why are you increasing risk just for the satisfaction of ego versus, hey, I want to live a healthier quality of life, and that means I can't hurt myself, and I can't put myself under a specific amount of stress that increases my odds of developing some sort of negative health outcome. And that could be 30, 40 years down the road if you're consistently doing something wrong. And like, I have Olympians who now have such bad cases of heart failure as clients, and they've exercised their whole entire life, but what they did was too much, right? So they basically are on what's called a left ventricular assist device, and you know, they had heart failure and they're like, but I exercise every day. I'm like, yeah, but too much exercise can actually cause the heart tissue to deaden, which is not something you want. So it's about just sort of mitigating that risk and sort of saying, hey, isometric-based exercise, it's everything that you do need to live a healthier quality of life. And maybe the other stuff, you know, if you got 7 minutes a day, you might not need the other stuff, as I said, to live a healthier quality of life. But that's all I got to say today, my man. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate all your support, you know, in helping us sort of promote ISOFIT, more so promote the method of isometric exercise to the masses, because as I said earlier, you don't need an ISOFIT to do isometrics. You just need to have that knowledge and that confidence, and if people in the audience want to learn what that is, we have a bunch of stuff on YouTube, as I said, and it's basically Google YouTube and then you look up ISOFIT channel. It's all there. It's all free. You can learn a ton. And if you have questions, email me. It's brad@isofit, which is ISO, T as in Peter, H as in Henry, IT.com. So thanks, my man.
I love it. Thank you very much, Brad, for coming on the show again. And I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you're doing for the world, especially because I think you've been blessed with a gift, or a seed that was planted in you that you've grown. And most people don't know how to grow that seed. We all have seeds planted in us, but we don't know what to do with it. But you've had lived a lifestyle and gained a bunch of skills over your life and created something with those skills, all because you wanted to do more and you wanted to help and you wanted to create better ways for people to live. I mean, ultimately, what we're talking about here is happiness, joy, and purpose, because when you do these things, you get to live longer, you enjoy your grandchildren more, you have longer lives with the people you care about. I would say when you're not hurting and you're not aching or you're not worrying about medical things, you definitely are more present with your families, with your friends, with your communities. You know, you have more spirituality because you're able to focus on those relationships. So, like, I just think that what you're doing is so good for the world, and I appreciate your time and always wanting to come on my show. We're definitely going to do a part four because I can't wait to hear about hockey camp. I just think that hockey players in general are such incredible athletes. They just keep going. There is no real break. They sub in and out, but it's a constant go. Much like soccer, there's not really any downtime or timeouts. There's just constant go and wear and tear and impact, obviously. So I'm very interested to hear about that. And thank you again. I appreciate your time, Brad, a whole lot. And like, you're quickly becoming a good friend of mine, and we talk all the time and we text back and forth in clusters. And I really respect what you do, and I appreciate it as a whole, and appreciate it for mankind. 'Cause I just don't know. It's kind of weird now that the light bulbs went off. I don't know how to turn it off. You know, because I'm like, it's so obvious that it's an important way to exercise. It's an important way to maintain fitness. It's an important way to maintain health, you know? So, and improve it. Not only maintain it, I should say improve it. It improves everything. Yeah,
go ahead. We've taken some people that that were on the brink, and we've given them quality of life back and really helped them save their lives. And I can't, you know, I can't be more grateful to be a part of that. It's mind-blowing. I wake up every day full of, you know, gratitude, and it's just like, wow, how can we influence the world today? Is, you know, what I sort of wake up every morning, and it's like, let's have some impact, and, you know, we're doing that.
Yeah, and I appreciate it, again. And everyone in the audience, I love you guys. If you love what Brad's doing, please share the episode. Please write in the comments. Please subscribe to the podcast. Do whatever we can, because this message needs to be heard. I mean, what Brad's doing is, it's a big deal. It has world impact. It has world influence to better the world. It brings a lot of freedom, guys. Having feeling good, being able to move well, not aching when you bend over to pick up something. All of that happens from doing this program. So, guys, I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys listening in. Spread the love, like I said. Again, comments, sharing the episode, subscribing to the podcast, all of those things help the word get out there. And then word of mouth, of course, tell people about ISOFIT. Tell them what they're doing. Tell them what Brad's doing. And you may change a life and you don't even know it. So thank you again, everyone, for listening in. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Threads at Justin Bizarro, BIZZARRO. You can also find this show and all the other shows we do on Spotify or wherever else you grow yourself through podcasts. And we're out.